Good morning, and happy Easter. If you were traveling or not with us last weekend, we had a full house here, even downstairs it was full. And as the Easter celebration began, and this week, it continues. Today, the eighth day of Easter. One of the greatest gifts a human being could ever have is the gift of a good friendship. A friend is worth more than gold, says sacred scripture. And we know in our own modern day how true that is. Even science tells us how valuable it is to have a good friend. And one of the greatest sadness in life, and there's a lot of sadnesses, but it's the absence of a friend. Yesterday, I had a visit from someone who I consider a good friend. He and I are around the same age. He's a first-generation Polish man named Luke. Luke and I knew each other going back several years, but now Luke is married, 10 years, and 5 children, all under the age of 8. His life's a lot different than mine, but we get together about 4 times a year to talk. He updates me on his life and comes to me for counsel. And to be honest with you, I get a lot from Luke in listening to him. Yesterday, he shared with me his nightly routine with his 5 children. And each night, they go around the house singing the cleanup song. Before they go to bed, they clean up. And he was really amazed that the 1.5-year-old who's just walking is even singing this song. I share these stories with you this morning because on the second Sunday of Easter, in addition to the alleluias and the lilies and the candles, we see something different that perhaps we may have missed last Sunday. We see the friendship of Jesus. And while we don't sing a cleanup song, this second Sunday of Easter is all about the love which is God's mercy. You see, after Easter, things are not all well. In fact, they are a royal mess. They really are. You know, you don't realize how dirty your windows are until you get like a clean window next to it, right? Well, after Easter, we have the risen Lord before us. And we realize how short we have fallen. No one knew this better than those 11 apostles. And on this Sunday, we see them. They're locked in that upper room. It was dark. It was full of fear and shame. These grown men who had so-called been friends with Jesus for 3 years disappeared. All but one stayed. And now it's Easter night. They feel like the biggest losers, and quite frankly, I think they are. Their need was great. The shame and the guilt was very real. And we see what Jesus does. The risen Christ not only comes back from the dead, but he comes back for his friends. The risen Christ is not only out of a tomb, but he is now out on a mission. And we see it in the most beautiful gospel that Jim just read. A gospel that shows to us the healing and the hope that the risen Christ gives. A gospel that fully manifests the good news. And what is that? That the Lord Jesus is still interested in his people. He shows up into that locked room, not to rub it in their face, but to invite them to come and to see, to receive his peace and his mercy. My friends, this gospel is John 20. It's toward the end of John. And it's worth praying with. Because until we can hear Jesus speak a word of peace into those areas of our lives that are dark, until we can hear Jesus speak a word of peace over us and into our shame, into our guilt, then we really don't know peace. We are only at peace when we experience that peace spoken into our deepest shame. And don't we know that? Human beings are good, myself included, of playing a good game, putting on a good face, dressing up at church, dressing up oneself. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ is no dress up. And while it gives us reason to dress up, the good news of the Christian faith is what we find in today's gospel. And what a scene it is. How good a friend Jesus is, no matter what. And how he shares his victory, no matter what, over those who choose to receive him. Jesus, you see, is our older brother. And he is revealing the Father's great, great love. That revelation of Easter is just beginning. Today we come to what is called the close of the octave, the eighth day. And now, over the next 50 days, we get to enjoy the presence of our victorious friend. And there's something to be enjoyed. There's something to be learned. Trust, faithfulness, mercy, and love. Just to close, today is Divine Mercy Sunday. You may have heard of that. God's mercy is from the beginning. It's nothing new. But it was in the year 1938 that God chose to reveal his mercy to a sister in Poland, Sister Faustina Kowalska. And he specifically showed her this image that's before me. He specifically spoke to her words that has become her writings, the diary of Faustina. And Jesus said to her that this second Sunday of Easter was to be called Divine Mercy Sunday, where the world would, and the heart of Jesus would be open to the world with the flood of his mercy. My friends, I invite you this week to begin now the celebration of Easter, to realize what a faithful friend Jesus Christ is, to recognize the need to have his friendship and to avail yourself to the peace that that friendship gives. This afternoon, we will have Divine Mercy devotions here in church. And if you would like to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet with us as a community, if you would like to go to confession on this day, I would invite you back. But most of all, let us thank God today for the friendship that he gives. And recognizing the need, let us rejoice in that friendship.